You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Market uncertainty due to not just local factors but global factors have brought Sensex and Nifty nearly 2% down today. Investors have lost as much as 2.38 lakh crore rupees in a matter of a single day. All that took place on the Lal Street, and the Lal Street equivalents from the rest of the world are what I bring to you on this evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian equity markets suffered strong losses today due to a widespread sell-off as depreciating rupee and geopolitical tensions spooked investor sentiment. Global crude oil prices eased slightly but remained on the elevated levels, while the threat of retaliation over the attacks on Saudi oil facilities kept investors on tenterhooks. The poor health of the Indian currency dented investor sentiment. The Indian currency closed 19 paise down at 71 rupees 78 paise per dollar. Sameer Kalra, founder of Target Investing, told Money Control, and I quote, "Something which was supposed to happen yesterday unfolded today. Spike in crude makes our yields and import big worries. Already sliding growth will get further impacted due to these reasons. Unquote. Sensex closed the day with a strong loss of 642 points or 1.73% at 36,481.09, with only Hindustan Unilever, Asian Paints and Infosys in the green. With this, the market benchmark extended the losses into the second consecutive session. The sell-off in equities dragged the cumulative market capitalization of BSE-listed firms down by almost 2.38 lakh crore rupees. In the last two sessions of losses, investors have lost about 2.73 lakh crore rupees. Hero MotoCorp, Tata Motors, Axis Bank, Tata Steel, Maruti Suzuki and State Bank of India closed the day as the top losers in the Sensex index. In sync with the benchmark Sensex, BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices fell 1.77 and 1.84% respectively. Nifty ended 186 points or 1.69% lower at 10,817.6. Among the 50 stocks in the Nifty index, 44 incurred losses. All sector indices on the BSE suffered losses. The auto and realty sectors plunged 3.8 and 3.69% respectively. Some stocks that made some noise today. Shares of STC, that is the State Trading Corporation of India, plunged 19.61% to 107 rupees 40 paise, while those of MMTC cracked 16.57% to 20 rupees 65 paise on the BSE after media reports indicated that the government may shut down these firms. Shares of Eicher Motors fell 2.89% to close at 16,274 rupees 25 paise after Elara Capital retained its sell call on the stock and cut price target by 6.6%, citing weak demand and subdued festive season. Shares of Bharti Airtel fell 1.18% to 339 rupees 85 paise after reports that talks to sell stake in merged tower company has begun. The telecom operator has begun talks to sell stake in merged company of Bharti Infratel and Indus Towers. This according to a report by CNBC TV 18, quoting unnamed sources. Shares of Tata Communications rebounded smartly and closed 5% higher at 273 rupees after its land bank was demerged into a separate company. Titan Company shares settled 0.88% up at 1,158 rupees 60 paise, despite a widespread sell-off in the market after global research firm Morgan Stanley upgraded the stock to overweight from equal weight with a target of 1,300 from 1,110 rupees per share. Shares of FMCG major Godrej Consumer Products gained over 1.28% to close at 645 rupees 95 paise after global research firm Morgan Stanley maintained an overweight call on the stock with target at 860 rupees per share. Shares of GVK Power and Infrastructure declined 4.81% to 4 rupees 55 paise after the company's arm terminated a concession agreement with the National Highways Authority of India. So GVK Power, Godrej, Titan, Tata Communications, Bharti, Airtel, Aisha Motors and State Trading Corporation of India and MMTC will be on our radar today. Some top news of the day for you. A blast killed 24 people and injured 31 others near an election rally held by Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in central Parwan province. Traders body CAIT said there is no slowdown in the domestic automobile sector and the industry is making a hue and cry only to get a package from the government. The Delhi High Court has transferred all cases pertaining to the Aircel Maxis scam involving P. Chidambaram and his son from Special Judge O.P. Saini to Special Judge Ajay Kumar Kuhar, who is trying INX media cases against the father-son duo, PTI has reported. During a visit to his home state of Gujarat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered prayers to Goddess Narmada at the Sardar Sarovar Dam on his 69th birthday. Modi offered prayers as part of the state government's Namami Devi Narmade Mahotsav celebrations being held to mark the dam receiving water to its full capacity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Modi government will not tolerate breach of India's territory and is ready to deal with such acts as strongly as possible. Karnataka Congress leader D.K. Shivkumar approached the Delhi High Court seeking a copy of his statements recorded by the Enforcement Directorate in a money laundering case. And finally, the deposits of over 6 crore EPFO members will get 8.65% interest in 2018-2019, said Labour Minister Santosh Gangwar. How did financial markets elsewhere in the world fare today? Global markets were lackluster ahead of an expected interest rate cut, yet again, from the US Federal Reserve and the next round of US-China trade talks on the 19th of September. Oil shed some of its massive gains as the US flagged the possible release of crude reserves, but the threat of military action over the attacks on Saudi oil facilities kept prices elevated and stocks under pressure. This, according to a report by Reuters. Among the Asian peers, Shanghai Composite Index closed 1.74% down at 2,978.12, while the Kospi and Nikkei ended flat at 2,062.33 and 22,001.32, respectively. How are things poised for the markets? Nifty closed the day with a strong loss, forming a bearish candle on the daily chart. The index has given a fresh breakdown from its pennant pattern on the daily chart. Rohit Singhre, who is a senior technical analyst at LKP Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "As long as the index trades below 10,900, we may see some more cuts in the index towards 10,650 in the near term." Immediate support for the Nifty is coming near 10,800 to 10,750 and resistance is coming near 10,860 to 10,920. Any decisive close above 10,920 can again activate bullish momentum. Unquote. Well, some big events happening today and we've covered those that impacted Dalal Street. For everything else, you of course have to listen to Stories of the Day, which will be coming away in just a little while. In the meanwhile, always write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.